Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where you go to school to learn business so business doesn't take you to school, with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. I am super excited today because today is our first guest teacher episode on the $100 MBA. What we're doing here with the guest teacher episode is we're inviting somebody that we really trust. We really trust. And we really find credible in their area of expertise to teach you a concise lesson on something very important in building your business and understanding business in the real world. So our first guest teacher is Justin Jackson. Justin Jackson has been influential in so many areas of our business in the past year. We're lucky to call him a friend, and he's so good at what he does. And today he's going to be teaching you the importance of words in your business and in your website. Justin is just fantastic, and you're going to love this lesson. I mean, I was listening back to it when he gave it to us, and I was just like, this is so good. This is such great value. I want to quickly thank Justin Jackson for being our first guest teacher. He immediately replied to us and said he would love to do this. This is so amazing because when we reach out to these guest teachers, guys, there's really no incentive for them, you know, other than wanting to help other people and helping you, the audience of the $100 MBA Show, with what they know. And Justin is a busy guy, and he actually did this lesson the day before he launched a major product of his, a great course about building your audience, and we're going to link to it on the website so you know more about that course. But, you know, he was super busy with that launch, and he went about and did it even though he was busy. And thank you so much, Justin, for doing this. We really, really appreciate it. So without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic to Justin. Justin, take it away.
Hey, everybody. This is Justin Jackson. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to be talking about words and website copy. Let's get down to business. So why are words important? Words, for me, are really the central part of any website. In fact, I think you could strip away all of the design, all of the visual design, all of the styling, and you could have just text on a page, just plain text, and it could still be an effective website. I don't think you need all that other stuff. I think images and fancy stylings and really cool animations and crossfades and everything else you add on top is just icing. The cake is the words. And really, the web has always been about words. If you were on the web when it was introduced, at the beginning, you couldn't even insert image tags. It was just text. H1 tags and paragraph tags and the ability to hyperlink to other things. In fact, my recommendation if you're building a web page is to not start with code, don't start with a mock-up, don't go into Photoshop. Start in a text editor. And what you want to do is start with your headline. And the headline should be, you are this type of person with this type of problem. That's your headline. The subheadline is, here's the solution. Everything that follows that backs up, reinforces those things. Here's your audience, here's their problem, here's the answer. That is essentially the makeup of a great web page. There's one more thing, and that's the call to action. That could be sign up for my mailing list, buy this product, comment below. So place that piece below at the bottom of your text file. And you might also want to include in that section, what do people get for completing that action? So if it's signing up for an email list, it could be, you know, some sort of reward, like a PDF or an ebook. Headline, subheadline, body, which reinforces those two things, call to action. Those are the components of a good web page. Once you've written that copy, once you have that text file, I want you to read it aloud. The most important trick in terms of becoming a better writer is to read your words out loud. After you've written anything, whether it's a landing page, a blog post, an article, an essay, take that text file before you've added anything else to it and just read it out loud to yourself or to somebody else. And as you're doing this, all of the problems will become apparent. If there's a sentence that doesn't make sense, if something isn't really focused on the audience, if something sounds contrived, if you are not using a natural voice, reading and reading aloud will point out all those things and will help you refine your writing and make it better and better and better. When you write, focus everything on the audience. Don't talk about yourself. Don't focus on your problems or your thoughts and your dreams. Focus completely on the audience. Give them a vision for how their life could be better. Share a story that's going to enlighten them or teach them something important. Use real language, real conversational language. Don't try to sound big and corporate and impressive. Instead, what you're looking for is a personal, relatable tone. Actually, harder said than done, the ability to write the way that you speak is actually really difficult, and it's something that's going to take some practice. I think the best way to practice writing is to start an email newsletter right now. Writing an email newsletter every week, even if you only have one subscriber, will dramatically improve your writing because you're going to get into the habit of writing to a specific person or audience every single week. So every single week, you're going to be putting out something new, focusing on that person and what they need to hear. It's going to also help you to write naturally because email is a personal medium and feels different than a website. If you're looking for some good examples of email newsletters, one I could recommend is Paul Jarvis's newsletter, pjrvs.com/newsletter. You can also check out my newsletter, justinjackson.ca/newsletter. Here's another technique for writing better website copy. It's something that Nate Cotney taught me. Nate is the founder of draftin.com, which is another great place to write and become a better writer. So here's Nathan's tip. He said, start writing lists. And you can even try to do this every day. So tomorrow you could wake up and you could say, I'm going to write a list of the 10 best ways to spend your summer vacation. And then the next day, I'm going to write a list about the 10 most exciting experiences of my life. And then the next day, I'm going to write an essay on the 10 best tricks I've discovered with my iPhone. The act of writing lists helps us to exercise that writing muscle in a really quick way, and it pushes us to write even when we don't feel like writing. And this is really the key to becoming a better writer. Write when you don't feel like writing, and write every day if you can. Let me give you some practical examples of really great websites with really great copy. The first is knowyourcompany.com. This was a one-page text-based website originally written by Jason Fried of 37 Signals. And it shows you the power of words. This company ended up getting spun off from 37 Signals after it had earned $350,000 in revenue in short months. Look at the flow of his letter and how effective it is at communicating this central idea that employers need to better understand their employees. Another really great site is letsfreckle.com. This was written by Amy Hoy. And from the headline all the way down, it really reinforces this idea of focusing on your audience's pain and using that top headline to distill that pain into one line that grabs their attention. Here's a quick summary of what I've covered. Words are the most important thing on your website. You need to start with the words first. Don't get distracted by design, photography, fancy CSS tricks. Just open up a text editor and start writing. focusing on your audience's problems. Write out your headline, your subheadline, your body, your main call to action, and make sure that that is all focused on one idea. Don't try to cover multiple ideas in your copy. All right, I hope this was helpful. If you want to continue learning about writing good copy and the power of words on the web, you can take my course, justinjackson.ca/audience course, and there's a free 7-day email course that you can go through, as well as an online course that you can purchase. That's justinjackson.ca/audience course. Thanks again for joining me today and listening. I hope it was helpful for you.
There you go, guys. Justin Jackson dropping some amazing, amazing gems about the use of words in our website, in our business, and the importance of words. He's the master. I love it. I love it. And he's a great teacher. No questions about it. So thanks again, Justin. You can learn more about Justin Jackson at justinjackson.ca. Guys, please let us know how we're doing. Give us a rating and review on iTunes, and we can find out how we can improve. Also, if you give us a rating and review, you enter the draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA. You can win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. Every week, somebody wins a free ride. It could be you. So go ahead and give us a rating and review. Guys, until next week, remember, the more you invest in yourself with these lessons you do every day at the $100 MBA show, the more you're investing in your future, in your business, in everything you do. Thanks again, guys, for listening. Take care.